Welcome, this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's currently the 29th of August, 2013, here in Japan, and today I'm joined on the line from the United States by Dan McCall of LibertyManiacs.com. Dan, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be on. Thanks, James.
Excellent. Well, people who are listeners to my podcast might know from our most recent podcast that, in fact, you are the proprietor behind LibertyManiacs.com, which recently had a very interesting run-in with the NSA over a design for a t-shirt that you're selling there at Liberty Maniacs. But before we get into that specifically, that brouhaha, why don't we tell people a little bit about what Liberty Maniacs is and what it is you do?
Yeah, well, thanks. Liberty Maniacs is something I came up with about a little over 10 years ago now. I kind of devised it, and it's kind of turned out to be, I kind of look at it as like the gift shop for liberty-minded people and people that really appreciate sort of a libertarian perspective on things. And I have been doing it, like I said, for about a decade or so, and kind of like to focus on sort of irreverent, satirical, parodical stuff, and along with just, you know, featuring t-shirts, posters, and things like that. So, you know, I started it a while back, and it kind of, just like a lot of different entrepreneurs and people starting their business, they kind of looked around and didn't quite see something that fit what they wanted. And that's kind of what happened to me when I was finishing up college and kind of working as a designer. I, for fun, kind of jumped in and started to design some things, especially, you know, I started out, I think my first bumper sticker was a Ron Paul for President bumper sticker in, like, you know, 97 or something like that. And so I played around with it and sold some of these things online. And then kind of after a while, noticed that there was actually people buying it. And what was interesting about it to me was that I was able to connect with and sort of be invigorated by other people that sort of shared my same view. And this is 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when I first really started doing it. And then after a while, kind of building an inventory of designs and stuff like that, I was able to kind of launch it as an official business. And since then, I've just been kind of working hard at it to kind of grow that and kind of be in a place where people could, you know, have a lot of fun and pick up some fun stuff that they just, you know, might not see other places. So, yeah, it's been a fun ride. And interesting until now.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's still interesting, but just in a different way. So do you do all the designs yourself?
Yeah, primarily. I've had other designers that have done some stuff. Another great artist is Scott Woodbury. He's helped me and done a bunch of great designs on the site. But primarily, you know, a good 90, 95% of the stuff is actually mine. Yeah.
Well, that is impressive. There's quite an incredible range of different designs there. So as people rush to log on to LibertyManiacs.com to check it out, I'm sure they'll be able to see that for themselves there on the front page. But let's get into a little bit of the interesting brouhaha that's come along in the last few months. And we're referring to a particular design, which is very apropos and quite funny, I think, which is a NSA shirt design. Let's tell people a little bit about the design and then what happened regarding this.
Right. Well, it was you know, a couple days after the Snowden NSA story had launched and kind of hit the press, and new developments were coming forth. Like a lot of, you know, just like every day, I kind of wake up and grab my cup of coffee, or my third cup of coffee in this case, and kind of look at the news and see what I want to do. And this was something that I was deeply interested in. And I thought what Snowden had done was, as I read deeper into Glenn Greenwald's story, was very heroic and very, it was something that took me aback. And I was actually surprised and kind of joyed to see that it was Glenn Greenwald that broke it, because I had respected him as a journalist. So I knew at the outset that I had to deal with this story. I had to deal with this in some way. And it was just sort of right up my alley. Whenever I do that, I kind of go to the drawing board and I try to come up with some different things that might be interesting. This one that I came into, you know, having problems with, was just sort of the first one off the bat. That's what I did. I started off and just, you know, not a gigantic design coup, as I've said before, but I just adulterated the logo and put on it, you know, switched the motto to "Peeping While You're Sleeping," which is sort of an homage to the Snoop Doggy Dog song, which I thought was kind of funny. And and then added the NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. and kind of got that going, put it on a bunch of products with one of the vendors, and shot it up into the interwebs, and kind of went about my business and did my things, you know, promoting it on social networking sites and such like and such. And lo and behold, about 2 or 3 hours later, I get a email, an interesting email from Zazzle, which is the hosting, the company that all this has happened on. And they notified me telling me that they had got a cease and desist for the NSA piece that I did, and have to take down all the products. But interestingly, it was the notice was based on a copyright claim. And so immediately I kind of thought to myself, well, in this case, the copyright holder would be the government, or more specifically the NSA. So that was something relatively new that I've had, you know, someone make that claim, or in this case, the government make that claim. So, you know, I tried to get back to them. They eventually did get back to me for clarification. And indeed, they stated that the NSA had come to them, their legal representation, and made a claim of copyright infringement, and that they had to take it down. So I was pretty furious, because I have been working in parody for a long time, and I do know the parameters and the legal parameters and the arguments and sort of the boundaries that are, you know, that the boundaries that you can basically go by. And I knew this was just a flagrant, you know, misrepresentation of what the law was and what a fair use exemption and copyright is supposed to be. So I then sort of decided to kind of commit myself to either figuring out what the issue was and sort of basically defeating this through either the courts or through public opinion, or just through art. And so I also decided to, you know, start creating more and more stuff that I could push out to sort of challenge this in the public's eye. So it's been an interesting summer since, to say the least.
I guess so. And just to clarify, you said that this happened just a few hours after you posted your design?
That was one of the critically sort of almost, you know, really scary thing. Because what it told me was that there was an active campaign to scan, in this case, probably for PR purposes, to sort of look for criticism on the web. And it was literally about, I posted it in, you know, I'm in Central Time. I'm actually in Minnesota. And I think it was about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock when I had posted, and then posted to some of the stuff onto social media. And it was about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock when I started to receive a series of emails that were notifying me that this had to be taken down. So I figure somewhere in between there, NSA Legal approached Zazzle and made their case.
That is pretty incredible and a little bit scary, as you say, because obviously they are monitoring quite closely for criticism, right, for their PR, right, purposes. Well, let's talk about some of the legal issues involved, because obviously parody is something that has been protected under the First Amendment for a long time, but this is a worrying trend. And of course, using third parties like Zazzle.com, they can always hide behind terms of use and those types of agreements. But what this shows is that the NSA is really trying to go after anyone who would dare to use their logo for the purposes of criticism, even though that's constitutionally protected. Let's talk about that issue.
Yeah, it's actually, today has been an interesting day in that regard, because there's been an article that came out from a journalist named Kevin Collier from the Daily Dot, and he's actually been the first one that's gotten a public response from the NSA in his article. And it's strange, because it's finally, after all this waiting, trying to figure out what their argument was, I mean, generally knowing, but what specifically their claim was, they ended up citing Public Law 8636, which is actually, from what I read, is the 1959 law that basically creates the NSA. And they cite Section 15 from it. What's funny about that is, in their notification to Kevin for his piece, they sort of announced that this is the basis by which they're taking this down, and that actually the NSA, for using their logo or anything, or even the name NSA, the letters NSA, you need specific permission from the agency. what they leave out is the whole end of that provision, that section, that says, basically, I quote, merchandise, impersonation, solicitation, or commercial activity in a manner reasonably calculated to convey the impression that such use is approved, endorsed, or authorized by the National Security Agency is prohibited. But, of course, that leaves open a parity or a fair use exemption. I mean, the actual section itself seems to basically imply that itself. But, of course, they left that out. So it's kind of an interesting thing that, to me, it was perplexing because it just seems so outright mischievous and disingenuous that they would do that. Because, I mean, we clearly can go to the section and read it ourselves and, you know, we can comprehend what we're reading. So very strange. It kind of seems as though they're using that legal excuse and they're kind of going around in circles and playing a game because they can. Because, like you said, they're hiding behind third parties, and those third parties, like Zazzle, and I, you know, they don't want to get sued. They're dealing with a lot of different content because of the amount of art and amount of content that they put up. You know, they don't necessarily want to be in a battle with the biggest, baddest, you know, spy agency in the world. So I can understand where they're a little bit afraid to deal with that. You know, deal with this. But yeah, it's been sort of interesting since I've read that.
Yeah, that is very interesting. And just to put this in perspective, do you know of any other case precedents where a government agency has gone after anyone for using a logo like this?
I haven't. I mean, I've looked, and, you know, and I could just claim ignorance if they're out there and it's sitting right in front of me. But, you know, I haven't seen anything this direct. I mean, that's what's, you know, from talking to people left, right, and down the middle, that's what's so sort of frightening and infuriating to a lot of people, including myself, is that this just seems to be such a silly and outright, you know, idiotic use of copyright law and a squelching of the First Amendment. It's just so dumb and silly that it's strange that they would actually put their foot down and back this up, and they wouldn't back off once it comes to light. But evidently they don't see any problem with that. So, yeah, it's... It's just been goofy.
Yes, but as you say, it is a bit frightening to think that the government is starting to act in that way, and I certainly hope this does not become a precedent, because clearly the parity use has always been there, has always been exercised, and if they're starting to try to crack down on that, well, then that could be a worrying precedent and sign for things to come for people in the future. But looking at libertymaniacs.com, I see that the NSA t-shirt is still available for sale. How can that possibly be?
It is actually, you know, being sort of a rebel that I am, I decided to that, you know, immediately after this happened, I sort of looked for other places to put it up. And one of those places was our Cafe Press store. Another one is an Australian company named Redbubble. We put it up there. And then we've had a strong response from that since. And as the story broke, people, you know, very, very kindly have been supporting us by buying the shirt and wearing the shirt and sending pictures and such, and been really great to see. Yeah, you know, this thing, even when I'm talking to friends and family and other people, you know, when you're talking about the NSA and kind of, like we said, this is kind of scary stuff. You know, these guys play hardball. You know, some people get a little nervous, and it's even seeing their faces like, oh God, you're going to be in trouble. Good luck flying, or you're on a list, buddy. But you know what, in my view, this is what I do. And when they're attacking, and it's not only what I do, but it's what you do. It's what screenwriters do. It's what, you know, authors do. And it's so preposterous that someone has to put their foot down, and people just generally should. And I don't see myself stopping. You know, it's so preposterous that what comes next, as you say, you know, does an author have to ask permission to talk about the NSA in their novel? Do you have to ask permission to, you know, talk about the NSA when you're bringing up news items? I mean, it just doesn't stop. And the level of control that seems to be ratcheting up so quickly is really frightening. So, yeah, I think it's just, I decided that I'm going to keep this stuff up and I'm going to keep on rocking. And I'm also going to create more. I kind of decided to also, you know, send some stuff and donate some designs to places like WikiLeaks and other places. You know, I kind of had enough. I threw my hands up and said, you know, I'm not gonna take any bullying, and it's my turn now too. So maybe that's full of folly, but that's a choice I'm sticking with.
Well, I not only applaud you in your efforts, I can tell you as long as you ship to Japan, I will be purchasing my own NSA design today. So absolutely, and I encourage other people to do so as well, because obviously, I mean, this is something that cannot be allowed to stand. And I guess if there's any bright spot in all of this, it's that Cafe Press and the other outlets that you've been using have not so far censored it likewise, like Zazzle did. So either the NSA is laying off on this, or Cafe Press and others actually have a backbone.
Right. Yeah, they, you know, Cafe Press has been at it for a long time. That's actually, Cafe Press is one of the first places that I ever made t-shirts or anything like that. And so they kind of stepped up in this regard, and I haven't heard boo from them about having a problem with it. So good for them.
LibertyManiacs.com is the place to go for people to find out about all of these designs, including, of course, the NSA design. So you can pick up your copy there. And I think we'll leave it there for now. But Dan McCall, absolutely fascinating to talk to you about this topic. My hat's off to you for standing up to the government and not giving in and buckling under the pressure. And I hope we can all learn a little bit of how to deal with the pressure from your example. So thank you again for your time today.
Well, thanks so much, James. It was my pleasure.